Welcome to Daily Shots, your daily dose of the Word of God from the Verbum Dei Catholic Missionary Family.
Oh, if today you hear my voice, harden not your hearts. And oh,
hi, a beautiful Friday to everyone. I am Beth, a Verbum Dei missionary disciple from Philippines. Our gospel for today is from John chapter 14, verse 1 to 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there are, were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. A very comforting words from Jesus. Words that remind us that we can have peace even when we have troubled heart and minds. During our decision-making in life, or when we regret things we have done in life. Today, Jesus tells his disciples and all of us, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Take a moment and check the condition of your heart. Is your heart troubled in any way? If so, what are you concerned or worried about? Have you taken your concern to Jesus? What are you holding in your mind and heart? When we face trouble, we may think that if only Jesus were here with us in person, standing beside us so that we could talk face to face, we could get through the trial. We are tempted to think that we could trust him better if he were visible and in the flesh. When we begin to have these thoughts, we need to let our hearts be comforted by two realities. Jesus has done everything that needs to be done for us to be welcome into the Father's house, so we are children of the King. And the Holy Spirit lives in us to help us. If only we could let go and let him lead. When we rest in the salvation that Jesus provides, and rely on the Holy Spirit to help us navigate the dangerous world around us, we can keep from being troubled in our hearts. I remember when my first retreat with the community, I was so worried and troubled in making my decision for my life and career. That time, I need to decide whether to continue or not with my job. I am almost 9 years in that company. Benefits are good, but I'm struggling with my performance because of some reasons. I'm worried and troubled if I'm going to resign. I'm not sure where to go and find another job. And how can I sustain the support from my family, the financially support, and my monthly bills and obligation? Expressing this to Jesus and hearing these words from Him, I was able to find peace and confidence to decide for my life. I am being invited to trust the God who loves me, who is waiting for me. I talk to Jesus about my troubles and anxieties. I listen to Him as He replies to, and that is what helps me not to let my heart be troubled. Jesus is always showing His loving concern for us by saying, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Jesus promises that He is gone before us to prepare a place, helping us understand that we are more than our human experience and that all our needs can be found in. That's why He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He is the way where He finds, where He goes, we follow. He is the truth. All other claims to truth are measured by Him. He is the life. We have true life in us. The spring of water welling up into everlasting life through Him. Take a moment and check the condition of your heart. Is your heart troubled in any way? If so, what are you concerned or worried about? Have you taken your concern to Jesus? What are you holding in your mind and heart? Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was at the beginnings, now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.